A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy. Patrick Filosa is a diehard baseball fan.
I'm a pretty big Mets fan. I'm always going to the games.
He's also a guy who's been thrown a few curveballs in life.
I was born with a disease called neurofibromatosis.
A rare genetic disorder that for Filosa ultimately led to an amputation. Yet when it comes to advocacy, this Brooklyn native just keeps stepping up to the plate and swinging for the fences.
I've been blessed just to help people, and it's been great for me.
Patrick Filosa endured a lot of adversity growing up.
My left leg was a lot shorter and weaker, and I had multiple surgeries.
Nothing seemed to work, and at 17, his doctor told him,
"You have a choice of either staying the way you are or having your leg amputated."
Filosa says he wasn't ready at that juncture, but about 6 years later, he had the operation and decided to have his prosthetic leg equipped with some special artwork.
Pinstripes like the 86 Mets.
Later, he'd get a second version.
It looks like the city and it has a Met logo on it.
Along the way, word of Filosa's story began to spread far and wide. Soon, he was meeting Mets players and hearing from baseball fans everywhere. He decided to use his time in the spotlight to help other amputees.
I was very lucky to have the choice, so I felt like that's the reason why I should give back.
And today he's doing just that, raising money and awareness, visiting special camps for kids with limb loss, and playing basketball with a team of amputees. At every turn, he hopes to convey this message.
Just because my leg is amputated does not stop me from anything I want to do.
To learn more about how Patrick Filosa is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.